感谢主，今天下午大家都平平安安来到这里，我们一起来敬拜主。
We thank the Lord every brothers and sisters can come here safe and we can worship together.
我们先一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你给我们每一个人的恩惠。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this grace.
也给我们每一个人的保守。
And give each one of us, keep us in the Lord.
主，你也叫我们晓得应该怎样去跟随主。
Lord, you also let us know that how we should follow you.
教导我们。
You teach us.
我们一起来到你殿里面，我们一起敬拜你的时候，主你自己开导我们。
While we're sitting in here worship you, Lord, you open our heart.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look up to you.
主，我们真祷告，不配奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
上一次我开始说用哥林多前书来作为我们讲到的一些主题。
Last time I talked about I will use the First Corinthians to teach my sermon.
今天我们还是会继续。
Today we will continue.
保罗写这封信给哥林多教会的时候，他是用一个主耶稣基督的使徒身份。
When Apostle Paul wrote this book of First Corinthians, he gave himself a status of apostle.
他是用一个仆人的身份。但是他是奉神的旨意。
Even though he is a servant of Christ, but he is called and sent by the Lord.
他特别指出这个神就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he particularly pointed out that this God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
Because he said,Jesus Christ is their God, Lord, is also our Lord.
上次我借用以弗所书那边讲到四章七节那边讲到一主一信一喜。
Last time I taught the book of Ephesians from chapter 4, I taught of the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
所以上次我们特别注重一个主。
So last time we focused on one Lord.
今天我们会继续用一讲一个信。
Today we will focus on one faith.
在保罗的信里面，在这封信里面，他第一个事情，他是责备他们分门结党。
And in the beginning of the first Corinthians, the first thing Paul rebuked the Corinthians that about their division and self ambition.
这个事情对我来说是。有点不可以想象。
To me, this seems unbelievable.
因为这个是一个教会。
Because this is a church.
应该只有一个神，一个主。
We should have, they should only have one God and one Lord.
也只有一个信。
And one faith.
所以上次我特别先从一个主开始。
So last time I started with one Lord.
在那个时候他们也没有什么宗派的事情。
And at that time, they don't have many denominations.
所以他们的教导是不是有一些分异的问题？
So maybe there's some difference in their teachings.
我不知道。
I'm not sure about that.
所以我们应该更加清楚要去了解这一位神。
So we need to clearly look at the scriptures about this one God.
然后我们才晓得怎样我们去跟随这个神。
So that we can work hard to follow this God.
我们应该怎样去顺服这个神。
And how we can obey this one God.
然后我们才可以活出一个基督徒的生活出来。
So that we can live out a Christian life.
所以今天我们继续第二点，我们会讲到我们的信。
So today we will continue to talk about the faith.
我们也会从三方面去看。
We will focus on three aspects of the faith.
第一个信心是一个很大的题目啊。
faith is a very big topic.
我先讲说，这句话不是在圣经里面引用出来的。
The following you're saying is not from the scripture?
Yeah, 我这个是我先讲说一句话。假如你没有信，你不信，你没有信心的话，你绝不能活出一个基督徒的生活出来。
Without faith, it's impossible for you to live out a Christian life.
我想你们不用去想同意不同意，但是把这句话放在一边。
Take this sentence into your heart.
因为首先我们要晓得我们这个信是从什么地方来。
We need to understand where this faith, our faith, come from.
我们怎么样去得到它？
How we can obtain this faith?
第二，我们要想到这个信心跟我们的关系是什么事情。
The second, we will want to find out what is this relationship between the faith and our life.
我们信主得救。
We're saved and believed.
我们后来接着还是有一段很长的时间。
And there's a long time after we believed.
当我们有了得救的信心，这不是一次我们信主以后的事。
After we have obtained this saving faith,
当我们得救以后，我们要晓得我们继续应该怎么样再活出来。
We need to know how we should live out this faith in our life.
最后，我想我们大家都会同意，当我们每天走在这个生活里面。
And I think everyone will agree how we're going to practice this faith in our life.
我们会有很多的遇到很多的问题。
We will encounter many struggles.
我们会有一些犹疑。
Sometimes we probably have some doubts.
甚至跌倒。
And maybe stumbling.
或者后退。
Or maybe retreat.
那我们怎么样坚固到底？
But how can we complete this faith to the end?
我们要有一些什么的确据？
What is this, the assurance of this faith?
首先我们看什么是信心。
So first we need to know what is faith.
刚才我们读到这个希伯来书十一章那两节的经文，可以给它一个很好的定义。
We just read the scriptures from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This is a description of the faith.
Yeah, 它可以，信可以有一个很好的定义。十一章一节那边说，信就是所望的事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Hebrew 11 says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
在读这节经文的时候，你可能会有一点奇怪。
While you're reading this scripture, you probably will wonder.
因为你信是所望的事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Because faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
我们要问我们所望的是什么事情。
Then we need to know, to ask what we are hope for.
我们未见之事是什么事情。
What are the things that we do not see?
因为我们信心是这些事情的实底。
Because our faith is the assurance and certain of these things.
也是只是事的确据。
And it's the assurance of what these things are.
假如我换句话说，只是事情还没有实现的。
And on another, I'll try to say if those things are not accomplished yet.
在彼得前书一章二十二十一节那边说到，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的。却在这末世才给你们显现，你们因着他信了，叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 says, He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
在这一章书里面前面第七节那边也说到告诉我们另外一个事情，是谈到我们信心。
And in this same chapter, chapter 1, verse 7 says that our faith is tried and tested through sufferings.
很特别他讲到就是可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞。
So that we can be praised and glorified when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed.
所以有一件事我们先要认识到，我们在圣经里面讲到信的时候，当然我们是指说我们对神的信。
And the first thing we need to understand when we talk about faith, we're talking about faith in this one God.
因为我们信的东西可以很多。
Because we can believe many things.
我们有些东西信是可以实现。
And sometimes the belief can come to true, but not every belief are same.
但是在圣经里面，我们一定要特别留意这个信，我们是指着神，对神的信。
But we need to focus and emphasize the faith we talk about here is the faith towards this true God.
所以在希伯来书。 一开始的时候,
so in the beginning of the book of Hebrews,
他告诉我们第一章第一节到第三节那边，有三节的经文我们可以读。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在简末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。 又早以利他回承受万有，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真神，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says this, In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
因为我们刚才读十一章第一节的时候，我们读到信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So when we just read the Hebrews chapter 11, faith is being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see.
其实神把这些事情一早藉着先知古人告诉我。Actually,
God already revealed all these things through in the past through the prophets.
也透过他说的话。And
through His words.
并且也透过
And also through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He revealed to us in these past days. Our faith is not just imagination.
在哥林多后书，保罗跟着有说，我们行事的人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。And
in 2 Corinthians, Paul also mentioned that we live by faith, not by sight.
在希伯来书十一章，其实后面有一节很重要的经文。
And in the Hebrews, there's one very important verse.
是在十一章六节那边。And
it's in verse 6.
十一章六节那边说, 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。And
there it says, without faith, nobody can please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。Because
whoever comes to God must believe that God exists and rewards those who seeks Him earnestly.
所以我们一个没有信主的人跟神当然没有关系。So
unbeliever that does not believe God, they have no relationship with God.
但是我们今天是一个信主的人。But
today we are believers.
我们每天的生活里面，我们应该怎么样去相信这个神？And
how in our daily life we trust and believe this God?
我们应该怎么样凭着信心去做事，过我们的生活？How
should we live our life by faith and in our daily practices?
我们的信心其实是我们每个基督徒。
And our faith is our motivation to live out a Christian life.
我们的信其实是从神而来。Our
faith is comes from God.
信心是圣灵的工作。And
the faith is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是我们凭着自己。Not
because we trust ourselves.
是神所赐给我们。
And it's the gift from God.
使徒行传三章十六节告诉我们，我们应信他的名，正是他所赐的信心。And
in Acts chapter 3, verse 16 says, By faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and we, by the name of Jesus Christ, and we believed.
以弗所书二章八节所以说，哪边说我们得救？ 是本乎恩，也应着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。And
in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, For it is by grace you have been saved, and through faith, and it is not from yourself, it is the gift of God.
所以我们要清楚明白，信是神的工作。So
we need to be very clear about this, that faith is the work of God. It's not because we did something. So often our Christians, when we face difficulties, we want to try by our own strength. We want to use our own methods.
也不是说我们不信主。
This is not saying that we do not believe God.
其实是我们忘记了，我们要凭信心去做。
It is because we forgot we need to live by faith.
我想我可以再说一次，我们每一个基督徒，我们都应该有信在我们心里面。
And I want to say this once more. Every believer must have faith in their heart.
所以保罗在写信给哥林多教会的时候，他告诉他们一些事情。So
Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians and he told them these things,
他为他们感谢主。And
he thanked the Lord for them.
要记得哥林多的教会的弟兄姐妹，他们是很多都是。
And we need to know this, that many of the Christians in the Church of Corinth that who met led to Christ by Paul.
虽然这圣经里面不是很详细记了，但是哥林多教会应该是保罗早在那边设立的。And
Paul, we know that Paul established the Church of Corinth.
保罗在信里面提醒他们，神给他们恩惠。
And in this letter, Paul reminded the Corinthians that God gave them grace.
然后也提醒他们在神里面，神也给他们很多的富足口才知识。
And he also reminded them that God also enriched them in every way in their speaking and in their knowledge.
保罗提醒他们这些都是神所赐给他们。
And Paul reminded all this a gift from God.
问题是哥林多的信徒不晓得他们是活在神的恩典里。
But the problem is the people in Corinth that they do not totally know that those are from God.
所以他们做出很多事情出来，都不像他们是对神有信心的事。And
the many things they did doesn't look like they have faith in God.
保罗其实在提醒他们一个事情。
Paul is reminding them this thing.
他们其实都是活在神的恩惠里面。
Actually, they all lived by the grace of God.
但是他们没有好好的在神的恩惠里面活出来。
But they didn't live out their Christian lives in God's grace.
因为没有实践的信是死的。
Because faith without action is dead.
我们刚才读 雅各书的时候，大概你可以明白是什么回事。We
just read the book of James that you know that faith without deeds is dead.
在约翰福音第三章。
And in the book of John chapter 3.
耶稣开始跟尼哥底母谈到的时候。
When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus.
他告诉他，人若不重生，不能进了神的国。
And he told him that if without born again, no one can enter the kingdom of God.
在跟着第四章那边，耶稣又碰见一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And in chapter 4, Jesus also met with a Samaritan woman.
这个妇人，耶稣告诉他一些事情，他不太喜欢听。
And Jesus told something to this woman, but she doesn't like it to hear that.
因为她有五个丈夫以前,
because she had five husbands.
连现在她的丈夫都不是丈夫。
And the man she's living right now with her is not her husband.
她听了很奇怪, 哪个女人听了很奇怪。
And she was astonished when she heard that.
他跑回他的圈里面。
When she returned to her people,
他要把这个事情告诉他们那边的人。
And she told everything about Jesus to them.
我不知道他怎么样去告诉人家这个事情。
I don't know what the details she told them about Jesus.
因为这个事情不是一个好事嘛。
Because this is her personal life is not something she wants to talk about.
但是人家听了以后会改变他们的心，会信耶稣基督。
But once the crowd heard her words, then they are changed. They believed Jesus Christ.
我相信这个女人，她以后她生活有改变，她的生命有改变。I
believe this woman later in her life she must be changed.
虽然圣经里面没有怎么说，她以后是怎么样。
Even though the Bible didn't record those details.
但是我相信她能够回到她的圈里面，给人家做见证，人家会信她。
But I believe if she can go back to her people and told the testimonies to them, and they can believe.
因为我告诉你，假如她是100%犹太人的话，她所做的事，人家可能会把她打死。 用石头打死。
And if she is 100% Jews, whatever she did in her life, people might stone her to death.
不过很好, 她是撒玛利亚,
but the good thing is she's a Samaritan woman.
她不是百分之百的犹太人。
She's probably not 100% Jew. And Paul wrote the First Corinthians in verse 6, he said, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. We know that Paul is not a Greek. And he traveled from far away to come here. And he passes Athens and then come to Corinth.
我们从在使徒行传那边，我们读到他保罗其实也花了一些时间住在他们当中。
And from the book of Acts, we know that Paul spent a lot of time then to live among those Corinthians.
他在那边有1年6个月。
And he lived with them 1 year and 6 months.
有时间他是在犹太人的会堂里面跟他们辩论。
And he spent some time to debate, teach them the words in their synagogues.
另外一些时间他在那边执帐篷。
And some other times he makes tents.
保罗写信告诉他们的时候，他很直接，没有什么保留。
When Paul wrote the letters to Corinthians, and he's very direct. And he told them what they should do. And while he was among them, his life is a testimony.
要记得保罗在没有信主以前，他是把信徒逼害信徒。
That we all know that before Paul becomes a Christian and he persecutes the church.
但是保罗在哥伦多的时候，他是在他们那边见证基督耶稣。
But now when he's in Corinth and he's giving testimonies about Christ.
换句话说，其实我们今天每一个信徒，我们今天做什么，我们怎么样生活。
And then another word for us is we as Christians every day we do things and live our life. Actually, we are giving testimonies to our Lord too.
在讲到我们怎么样在我们信心的活出来的时候，我想我们可以从三方面去思考。
When we talk about how we live out our faith, that we can focus on the following points.
其实我们很简单，我们可以回去看一下以色列人的故事。
And first, we probably want to read the stories about the Israelites.
第一个，我们看到当年以色列人从埃及神把他呼叫出来。
And first, we want to look at is how the Israelites was called out by God from Egypt.
当然他们不愿意在埃及再做奴隶。
Because they don't want to be to live as slaves in Egypt.
但是当摩西去到法老王的时候，他那边很特别告诉他一个事情。
When Moses first go meet with the pharaohs, and he told them one thing.
这些以色列人要离开埃及，他们要去敬拜他们的神。
All these Israelites, they need to leave Egypt and they need to go out to worship their God.
但是我们晓得，当以色列人离开了埃及以后。
But we know after the Israelites exited out from the Egypt.
他们在旷野里面，他们花了很长的时间做他们的事情。
And they spend long times in the wilderness to do their own things.
他们不是神没有告诉他们要怎么样。
It's not because God didn't tell them what they should do.
但是他们没有好好的信。
But they didn't live a life with faith.
同样，我们今天我们神把我们呼召出来。
And same that today that God called us out.
我们有一个新的生命。
We have, He gives us a new life.
我们也有一个新的希望。
And He gave us a new hope.
我们也见到当以色列人在旷野里面的时候，神一开始给了他很多的，他们很多的律法。
And we know that while the Israelites lived in the wilderness, God gave them many laws.
但是以色列人没有办法跟遵守这些律法。
But the Israelites, they couldn't keep up with these laws.
他们不服从神。
They don't obey God.
他们人凭自己的能力也没有办法。
Because they live by their own strength, they have no way to obey God.
神也每天给他们的供应。
And God provides them their daily needs.
这个供应，他们在旷野里面四十年。
And God provided for them 40 years in the wilderness.
但是他们到最后没有回到神所应许给他们的地方。
But many of them, they didn't return to the promised land God gave to them.
在犹太人的历史以前，我们还有一个历史。
And before the histories of the Israelites, there's another example.
通常我们讲到信的时候，我们很喜欢会讲到亚伯拉罕。
And oftentimes when we talk about faith, we always think about Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕的故事，我想你们应该都很熟。
And I think you all know well about the story of Abraham.
所以我想我们不会去看亚伯拉罕。
And we don't want to spend too much time on there.
但是我想去看另外一个人。
I want to focus on another person.
因为这个人很容易讲。
Because this person, this story is easy to tell.
就是以诺。
And his name is Enoch.
在圣经里面只是讲到一个特别的事情，因为他最后是给神接去。
And in the Bible that talks about him, one thing is very special is God takes him away.
在圣经里面没有几个人，我说几个人是像他。
And in the Bible, there's not many recorded that like him was taken by God.
在创世纪那边，我们看到以诺，他有四个字来形容他。
And in Genesis, that we can see that there's four words to describe Enoch.
就是与神同行。
And he walks with God.
这四个字，我想在圣经里面没有很再详细解释以诺怎样与神同行。
The Bible didn't give many details about how Enoch walked with God.
但是我想我们大概可以去猜想一下。
But we can guess that how he walked with God.
因为到最后，神还特别把他接去。
Because we know that by the end, that God take him from the earth.
我们可以回去看以色列人他们在旷野的时候有一个事情。
And now we come back to Israelites. We know that there's something happened in the wilderness.
当神让以色列人在旷野的时候，很特别要他们建一会幕。
And when the Israelites lived in the wilderness, God commanded them to build a tabernacle.
我想这个会幕不是说要他们好像我们的一个殿或者怎么样，叫犹太人在哪边去敬拜啊
？I don't think it's like nowadays the temple that so people can go in there and worship.
因为你们可以，我们可以回去看在 出埃及记、利未记那边，我们看到他们在哪边做什么事情。
If you read the book of Exodus, you will see that what they did with that tabernacle.
在会幕里面，他们要献祭，为他们的罪来献祭。
And in the tabernacle, they offered their sacrifices to God for their sin.
但是有一个很特别的事情，就是这个帐、这个会幕是有云彩在它这个会幕上面。
And there's one very special thing is a cloud is hovered on top of the tabernacle.
这个云彩在这个会幕上面，就是代表神在里面。
That cloud represents God is with them.
然后这个云彩收上去的时候，神就告诉他们，他们可以前行。
And when the cloud is lifted up, then God told them they can set out for their journey.
他们白天有云彩，晚上还有火柱。
On the day they have the pillar of cloud, at night they have pillar of fire.
我想有一个意思就是神跟他们在一起，告诉他们什么时候要走，什么时候不走。
I think here God is with them and tells them when to set out and when to stop and to set up their tent.
但是他们在旷野里面还是跑了40年。
Even though God told them many details, but they still wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
其实我告诉你一个很好笑，我今天早上还是跟我。我不是说跟我太太吵架，我跟她讨论这个事情。
And this morning, I even discussed this matter with my wife.
我说为什么神不让这个云柱、这个火柱带他们马上直接进到迦南？
And I mentioned that why God don't let the cloud and the fire to lead the Israelites go directly to Canaan?
这个是神的不理他吗？
Is that because God doesn't like them?
当然我们晓得以色列人在旷野里面犯了很多的罪。
But we know that the Israelites sinned much in the wilderness.
他们在摩西上西乃山的时候，他们就在山上面马上建这个金牛犊。
When Moses go up to the mountain for the Ten Commandments, then the Israelites they made their golden calf.
所以神给他们其实蛮多的，有一定的惩罚在那边。
So God punished them for their sin.
我想我们回去旧约那边可以看见，当他们没有在信心里面的时候，神怎么样对待他们。
And we can go back to read those Old Testaments that when they don't live in the faith of God, and that's what their life is.
在旧约里面，假如你们读希伯来书的话，你们会发现他那边会提到很多的伟人圣人。
And in the book of Hebrews, if you read that, you will see the book mentioned many.People that with great faith.
我们不会一个一个去看他这些。
We will not cover every one of them.
我想再提多一个人。
But I want to mention one people.
就是挪亚。
And he is Noah.
我很喜欢挪亚的故事。
I like the story of Noah.
我更喜欢是有一天去看看他那个方舟是怎么样子。
I really want to see how Noah's Ark looked like.
挪亚做了一个很特别的事情。
And Noah did a very special thing.
神要他建立一个方舟。
And God wanted him to build an ark.
我在想，这个方舟不是一条小船。
This is not a small boat.
这个方舟，我不晓得。你们看过一个航空空母carrier 就是航母吗？
I don't know if everyone see a military carrier.
那个方舟是不是一个空母的三分之一？
And that arc is one third of the carrier.
可能没有讲高，但是它的长度就是三分之一。
Maybe the height is not as high as the carrier, but it's the length is one third of the carrier.
你晓得一个航母舰，它大概是三个足球场，美国足球场这样长。
A carrier is about three times in length of a football field.
我想要想想怎样一条船。在挪亚的时候，他怎么样去建这样一条船
？We can imagine such a big boat. How could Noah in the old days how he built this ark?
他建的时候，我想他也遇到很多人的攻击嘲笑。
And I believe that when he was building that ark, he must be, you know, jeered and teased by all his fellow men.
但是我想我们晓得到最后只有他一家八口才可以得救。
But we know at the end only the eight family members in his family got saved.
我晓得我不是在这里卖广告，我晓得这个礼拜有一套电影是挪亚的电影，我不敢想象今天会有人拍这样的一套电影，挪亚的电影。
And I know that there's an advertisement says this coming Friday there's a movie about Noah's Ark. I can't imagine nowadays still people that trying to make such a film.
拍这个电影花了很多很多的钱，我想拍的人应该也有很大的信心。
And the movie seems to cost a lot of money. I think the person who made this movie must have a big faith.
因为以诺假如他没有与神同行，我们不晓得到最后神会怎么样截取。
If Enoch didn't walk with God, I cannot imagine how God can take him away.
挪亚没有信，我们不晓得他会怎么样把这个方舟建上来。
If Noah without faith, I don't think he can build such a big ark.
以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们其实也有一个很大的信在他们里面。
When the Israelites first left Egypt, he has a big faith too.
他们离开埃及，他们过红海。
And when they left Egypt, then they crossed the Red River, Red Sea.
我们也看见很多事情的发生。
And we saw a lot of things happened.
但是我想，以色列人事情我们有看到一个结果。
But we can see one result from there.
因为到最后，几乎所有的以色列人，他们哪一代都没有进到神所应许给他们的地方。
And at the end, the first generations, most of them, they didn't get into the land of Canaan.
连摩西都没有进到里面。
And even Moses, he wasn't able to enter Canaan.
这个是神当年应许从亚伯拉罕经过亚伯拉罕应许给他们。
This is the promise that God gave to them through Abraham.
其实他们的祖先是从哪边去到埃及？
Because their ancestors, they went to Egypt from the promised land Canaan.
他们离开埃及的时候也经过蛮多的事情。
When they left Egypt, they go through many things.
在旷野里面他们没有水没有吃。
And in the wilderness, they don't have water and food.
但是神还是供应给他们。
But God still provided for them.
当然他们还是要想回到埃及那边，他们那边可能菜好一点。
But they still want to go back to Egypt because they have more choice food in there.
所以以色列人的故事 它的历史是一个悲剧。
So when you see the story of the Israelites, actually is quite a tragedy.
因为到最后他们没有到了神给他们的应许。
Because at the end, many of the men, they didn't have the promise that God first gave to them.
我们刚才读了雅各书那边第二章那边。
We just read the book of James, chapter 2.
因为特别提到那边信心没有行为是死。
And here it says faith without deeds is dead.
因为我们真的要问，我们信主，有时候到最后，我们是不是会到神的应许那边？
And sometimes we often ask ourselves, we believe God, but do we really can go into the promised land of the Lord gave to us?
保罗在哥林多前书一章第八第九节那边谈到这一个事情。
And Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 and 9.
就是要他叫他们要坚固到底。
And he asked them to keep their faith strong to the end.
要叫他们在主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
And so that they will be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是信实的。
And he is faithful.
你们原是被他所叫，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And we are called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以刚才我说在约翰福音三章耶稣跟尼哥底母谈的时候，你不重生你就不能见神的国。
And before I mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 3 Jesus said that without born again you cannot see the kingdom of God.
四八书十一章六节刚才说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And also in Hebrews it says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and reward those who seek him.
十二章希伯来书十二章十四节也提到，就是我们要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
And in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 also mentions that we need to seek to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the God.
所以前面这几节经文里面谈到，我们进到神的国，信他的赏赐，得神的喜悦。其实这三样都是提到一个事情，就是我们到最后会见到主。
And the things that we mentioned, we believe God and we have deeds in our faith and we please God with our faith. All these things that tells us that we will see our Lord Jesus Christ at the end.
这跟保罗刚才在哥林多前书一章九节那边说的其实是一致的。
And this is all same as Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
因为有一天我们要去到神的面前的时候，我们要无可指责。
And one day that when we entered into the kingdom of God, and how is our faith?
因为有一天，假如来到主的面前的时候，神说我不认识你。
And can you imagine one day that you meet the Lord, then the Lord said, I don't know you.
神是信实的。
And God is faithful.
我们被他所叫，我们是要与他的儿子耶稣基督同一同得分。
And we are called and into the fellowship with his son Jesus Christ.
保罗在书信里面提到，常常提到两个字。
And in Paul's letter, he mentioned two words.
其实是四个字。他常提到他们我们。
And he always say, them and us.
因为我们他们跟我们都是信主的人。
And because of them and us, we all believers. And we are all together walk this pilgrim journey. We're not walk alone.
因为神给我们所有的信徒有同样的一个事情。
Because God gave us one task for all Christians.
当我们每个信徒信主的时候，神特别把圣灵给我们。
When we first believed the Lord, God gave us His Holy Spirit.
因为这个圣灵就是给我们作为我们信主的一个印记在。
And this Holy Spirit is a seal, given to us.
给我们作为凭据。
And this is a down payment, deposit.
在哥林多后书一章二十二节，他也保罗也重复讲到神用应应了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里面做凭据。
And in the Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, Paul says, He anointed us and set His seal of ownership on us and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
So, 我们今天每个人我们在信心里面的生活可以说是有一个特别的结果。
So that every one of us, when we live, in our faith, that there is one result.
就是在加拉太书五章那边提到这个圣灵的果子。
And this is the what mentioned that the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5.
因为有圣灵在我们里面，当我们顺服圣灵的时候，我们会有圣灵的果子。
And if the Holy Spirit lives in us, then when we obey the Holy Spirit, then we have those fruits.
这个果子其实也是我们今天得到神的明证。
And those fruits are also the testimony that we believe God.
我刚才说一开始的时候说，假如我们没有信，我们没有办法活出基督徒的生活。
And in the beginning, I mentioned that without faith, we cannot live a life of a Christian.
我们其实，我们今天活在这个世界上面。
Today we live in this world.
我们也要有一些信在里面。
We need this faith in us.
我可以跟你们分享一个小故事。
I want to share with you a story.
我有一个中学的同学。
I have a classmate from middle school.
他读书很好。
He is good in academics.
他成绩都是在前三名的哪一种。
He's in the top three.
所以他一毕业，中学一毕业就到美国来读书，读了博士，当了教授。
And after he graduated from high school, he came to United States and he continues his study. Then he studied a PhD and also become a professor.
他是读地质学 geology.
He studies geology.
他是专研究火星上面的东西。
He studies the things that on Mars. Mars.
Mars, 对。我特别怀疑有一次我去找他的论文去看他究竟在做什么事情。
And one time I even trying to look at his thesis, trying to understand what he is studying.
他不单只是他的论文，他其实他也做了很多的文章，做了很多的研究，跟美国这个太空中心做了。
And he did many researches and studies with the American Institute and published many papers.
但是他2001年就退了休。
But he retired in the year of 2001.
因为他身体健康的问题。
Because his health, the poor health issue.
他的肝、他的肾都有问题。
And he has problems with his kidney and liver.
前年我们都会跑在一起跟他一起吃饭。
And years ago that we often meet with him and have dinner with him.
我们还特别跑回香港去一起吃饭。
And we visit him in Hong Kong.
他我们在吃饭的时候我们有一个题目都是提到我们为什么要信耶稣。
And during the dinner time, and we mentioned a topic that why we believe Jesus Christ.
不是他提，我不晓得每一趟跟我的同学吃饭都是要争论这个题目。
And he didn't start it, but every time I have dinner with my classmates, we all have, argue about this belief.
到最后，他说了一句话。
And at the end, he said one thing.
很有智慧的一句话。
And it's kind of in wisdom.
他说我不信耶稣。他说我没有信耶稣。
And he said, I haven't believed Jesus Christ yet.
但是我也不会反对。他说我没有理由去反对。
But I don't have a reason to oppose it.
他解释为什么讲
And he explained why he's like that.
他说我是研究佛性的。
And he said, I am studying, doing research on Mars.
我证明他，因为我也晓得他做什么事情。
I know that's his research.
他告诉我们，他说佛性上面的环境跟地球差不多。
And he told us the environment, living conditions on Mars is much similar on Earth.
应该说它的环境是可以有生物在那边。
And he said that the environment seems that is able to have life live on there.
但是他说到目前为止不晓得为什么他说在火星上面他们没有办法找到有生物
But up until now nobody can find any living things that on Mars
我想他说最起码到目前为止找不到
And he said it's up to now
所以他其实到最后的结论他说这个世界是有一个神在那边
And he has this conclusion that there is a God in this world
虽然他不知道这个神是怎么样
Even though he doesn't know who is this true God
但是他说我们今天我们做什么事情都要有一个信在哪边否则我们不能做
But he said actually in our daily life everything we are doing we must have faith without this without faith we cannot do anything
你不没有信心你只要呼气这个空气你不晓得你会不会活下去
If you don't have faith that you have air can breathe that you cannot live
他病了十年
And he was sick for 10 years.
因为我跟他讲话呢是大概十年。
The last time I talked to him is 10 years.
他每天坐在那边祷。
And every day he he's waiting there.
哪一次是我可能是最后一次跟他讲话。
And that is the last time I talked to him.
去年本来我们十月的时候有一次大的聚会。
And the last year in October, we planned to have a big gathering.
我们所有的中学同学都回到香港去。 能够为到去做回去。
And all the people all over the world from our high school that we planned to go back to Hong Kong.
但是他没有来。
But he didn't come.
他留在三藩市那边，他又换了一个肾，肝不是肾脏。
He stayed in San Francisco because he just had a liver transplant.
到去年换了以后，他马上就活不下去。
And after he had that transplant, he couldn't live anymore.
人不信神到最后是没有办法到神面前。
Without faith in God, nobody can come to God.
上次我在结束的时候，我用了引用了两节的经文。
And the last time, before the, my sermon's end, I used two verses.
保罗在哥林多给哥林多教会的时候，提醒他们，教导他们。
And Paul in the book of Corinthians teaches them.
但是我今天会继续用，还是用犹大书二十节跟二十一节。
But today I want to give you the words from the book of Jude.
犹大书二十节哪边讲到，你们却要在自身的正道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And in the book of Jude, verse 20 says that you build yourself up in the holy faith, and you pray in the Holy Spirit, and keep yourself in God's love as you wait for his mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to his eternal glory.
约翰一书二章十四节提醒我们，当你们刚强，神的道全常存在你们心里。
And in the book of First John, it says you need to keep the God's word in your heart.
假如我们没有信的话，我们怎样在真道上？
And if without faith, how can we build up ourselves up in the truth?
耶稣也教导民族祷告的时候，无论求什么，要有信，就必得着。
And Jesus also teaches his disciples that when you pray, you need faith.
假如没有信，你怎样在灵里面去祷告？
Without faith, how could you pray in the Holy Spirit?
约翰一书二章十五节也提到，叫我们不要爱世界上面的事情。
And in the book of First John, it teaches us that do not love the things in the world.
因为爱人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Because it says if we love the world, that we cannot love God in our heart.
在十七节那边讲到，这世界上面和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And the book also continue mentioned that all the things on earth will pass away, but only the things that eternal can last forever.
假如没有信心，你怎么样去保守自己在神的爱里？
If without faith, how could you keep yourself in the love of God?
在希伯来书十一章那边讲到很多的古的圣人，他们。到最后虽然是死，但是他们是全有信心死。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it mentioned the many people that in great faith, even though they died, but and they did not receive the things promised, but they died in with faith.
没有信心，我们怎么样去仰望耶稣基督？
And without faith, how could we look up to our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们怎样去迎接永生？
And how could we receive the eternal life?
今天虽然过了正月差不多一个月。
And we already passed our Chinese New Year.
但是我想，我每天都是可以过春节。
But we can live every day like the Chinese New Year. We're still in the New Year celebration. And I want to use a prayer from King David to give you to encourage you.
诗篇第十五篇第十一节，那边说你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的义正都直杀自由。
And Psalm 65 verse 11, you crown the year with your bounty and your cars overflow with abundance.
让我们全有感恩的心。
And let us keep a thankful heart.
每天走在神的爱里面。
And walk in the love of God.
我们凭着神的恩典。
And we cherish the grace of our God.
在我们每天走的路上面。
And let the grace cover help us with our daily life.
能够充充满满的显出来。
And so that we can live out the life of our Christian life.